I hope everyone is doing well this morning. Today, I want to briefly discuss the book of James contained in the New Testament. Now, the author of the book of James is considered by most scholars to be the half-brother of Jesus. James is mentioned prominently in the book of Acts as a very influential individual in the church in Jerusalem. Now, the book of James is a very practical book. Many of the things written in James are real-world, hands-on type of instruction. Many of the things James talks about can be incorporated in our daily lives, especially in regard to building strong, healthy Christian relationships. The basic theme of James is the connection between faith and works. Throughout the book, James talks about the development of faith, the works of faith, and the power of faith. One of the most famous scriptures in the book of James is in chapter 2, verse 24, where he declares, "Faith without works is dead." In several places, James works to stress the fact that a faith should produce fruit, i.e. good works, good deeds, good positive actions. Now recently, at our Wednesday night Bible study at Lyerly Community Church, we were discussing James 1 in verse 19, where it says, quote, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." Quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. Now, if there was ever any positive instruction regarding healthy relationships, here it is. Friends, so many of us, when we are having a conversation with another person, we are not quick to listen, rather we are quick to speak. Honestly, so often we are not truly listening to that person, we are just waiting around for our time to talk, our turn to talk. In doing so, it can cause communication problems because we really didn't understand what the other person was truly saying. James is not the only place in the Bible that talks about this subject. The book of Proverbs offers several pertinent scriptures. In Proverbs 10 and verse 19, it says simply, "The wise hold their tongue." Later in Proverbs 13:3, it says, "Those who speak rashly or harshly will come to ruin." But here's my favorite, Proverbs 17:28. "Even fools are thought wise if they keep silent." Brethren, as one wise lady in our Bible study remarked the other night, remember, God gave us two ears, but only one mouth. By making us like this, with one mouth and two ears, maybe God is telling us that it is twice as important to listen than it is to speak. Amen.